Hello and welcome to the Zach Thinks Your podcast. Today I want to bring Alyssa on. We had a disagreement this morning, but more of just like I think an important discussion that felt like a good example of like us doing the work. And I wanted to share it with you guys. I thought it was just a good opportunity to share. So I'll kind of kick it off and I might either ask you questions or like have you jump in where you see fit. So recently, Alyssa and I, you did this Desire and Fire retreat, helping you step into a more feminine role within our home, in giving me the space to be more in my masculine, which I feel super uncomfortable using some of this language.
Yeah. So feminine, not as like gentle, not as like a different feminine than what we have been trained to think of, a feminine that is in her true nature, her true power, her true flow.
Which is not being like purely submissive.
No.
Which is, I think,
100% not.
Which is what I think like a lot of people see that as today from the Manosphere pod, toxic masculine podcasters.
Yeah. We're not talking about this like feminine woman, I need a feminine woman. We're talking about like just your true self, true nature, true power, and owning it and owning your emotions.
Yeah. So the reason I just bring that up is because that ended up being like, I think, a really good cornerstone of what we actually discovered this morning. So this morning started out where Alyssa came to me as I had snoozed my alarm. I think I had felt over, realized she wasn't there, and then listen to it three times versus when she's there, like I jump up and like I get after it and I don't want to wake her from her slumber.
Meaning you roll over, you sit up half asleep, trudge to the bathroom, yeah. Sit down the toilet for like 10 minutes.
It gets me up a lot quicker than I did this morning though. You're right.
Anyway,
I'm not jumping up either. So what I did wake up to was probably 15 minutes after that. You came to me, sat next to bed and just said like, hey, like, I think we should drop her off at 9 o'clock this morning instead of 8 o'clock. So we currently are paying for childcare for leaving her at 8 o'clock. And we're under the impression that we have like a 10 minute plus or minus time around then that it works for us to drop her off. So it doesn't like disrupt the flow of like daycare's morning, unless it's like a doctor's appointment or something. I don't think we would feel bad about it, but
yeah. But like the day to day dropping off 20 minutes late is
So either way, so we were like, okay, we really have to rush the morning if we want to get her out at 8 o'clock, or like we can just wait till the sort of what used to be the typical 9 o'clock. And when I heard that, I just kind of felt it like it was her telling me. So it was just like, Zach, this is what's happening. We'll come back to that in a little bit. But
well, can I say this is your interpretation of what happened? What was really going on in my body, and which I totally own now. But like, you mean you want to talk about that part later?
Yeah.
Okay. We're just saying. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm walking through the morning. I'm going to pose a question is like, where was the error that happened in the morning?
Mm.
So that happened. I was like, okay, not thrilled about it. I know to myself, okay, I'm going to lose about an hour of like productivity / self-care this morning. Like I haven't journaled yet. I rushed my cold shower. There are a couple of things. I didn't do one of my morning habits that I've been trying to work on. And so a couple minutes later, I was like, okay, she said she's going to go take care of the goats. That's like a maybe 10, 15 minute chore. You're also going to record your video. I'm super proud of her getting on the court and like doing that. So I'm fully in wanting to make that happen. I'm like, okay, probably won't see her for 15, 20 minutes. I get up, realize that Everly's doors are already open. Okay. That's at least done, and notice the white noise was off. Perfect. I forget what I think, went to the bathroom or did something next. And then I just sat next to her and like peacefully woke her up. usually just listen to videos on my phone. So there's some noise aspect that's not egregious. And I just kind of rub her back. Woke her up. Usually we're like, okay, time to get dressed, time to have breakfast. And she asked for milk. I was like, okay, I'll get you milk. And I kind of bartered, like, well, let's get you dressed and we'll get you milk. And then I ended up going downstairs and, you know, up here is, we have like a balcony sort of. And I just bartered with her from, I was standing down here saying, okay, I'll bring you milk. We got to get dressed. No. So as I was bartering with her, Alyssa comes back in from taking out the goats. And she kind of joins in this bartering conversation, and Alyssa just goes upstairs and starts like getting her ready rather than join the bartering conversation. Fair enough. Appropriate action to take. At that point, and Alyssa, you had already done the lunches this morning, which I was like, oh, sick. I don't have to do it. We somewhat agreed that that's mine and you take it over pretty much just whenever you want to or you feel you need to. I don't think that's a major plot point to this scenario, but another aspect of you kind of taking over because I was underperforming.
You were sleeping.
I was sleeping. Underperforming in the expectations for the morning. So she's taking care of her. What the hell did I do down here?
What did you do? You got her milk.
I did get her milk. I guess you weren't up there that long. I was probably on my phone too, and or getting tea or something. I'm trying to cut out the coffee. It's hard. You come down, and within moments, so you guys are like cuddling and like wrestling on the couch a little bit, just having like a peaceful time, asking her if she wanted food. You brought her a pear. I don't know where the pear came from. It must have like been pre-cut or something. I didn't see a cutting board out. Got her some breakfast. Both of us are
magic
sitting.
Pear. Just whipped it out of nowhere.
Both of us are sitting on, I'm sitting on the chair over there. You're sitting on the couch here with her. We're kind of just having like a lazy morning for a little bit. At some point she's running around and finds a Sharpie. And this is where the plot starts to thicken. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, we just got to kind of recreate, like speak back to her what her issue is.
Yeah, she was getting upset because
we took the Sharpie away.
Yeah, we wouldn't let her have it.
And usually what I've found for the most part is like if you just say, did mommy take the Sharpie away or did daddy take the Sharpie away? Yeah. Do you know why we took it away? And sometimes you got to repeat that three times and then she kind of feels heard and can move on. We ended up replacing the Sharpie with a washable marker, made it to the kitchen where, you know, you kind of ran this conversation. I was trying to help calm her down. And at some point, why don't you share like what was going through your head at this point?
Well, from my perspective, I was like, okay, we have a little bit of time. Like, we can do drawing for 5 minutes. That's fine. As this whole time, Everly did not want to put her shoes on, did not want to brush her teeth, did not want to eat breakfast, did not want to get ready for school, wouldn't let me brush her hair. Every time I mentioned school, she said no. So we were just kind of trying to flow with her and work with her as best as we could until the marker. So yes, as Zach said, we had to take the Sharpie away that she found. She was upset. Zach has been doing this wonderful method of like recreating her, just saying, are you upset because of X of this happening and blah, blah, blah. Allowed him to do that as much as I felt I could. Because then as soon as her...
I was doing it because I felt like you were not doing a good job of it.
I tried to do it and I started to. And then I could see that like it wasn't getting through to her. So...
Can I repeat three times? It's okay.
Repeat it three times. It wasn't getting through to her. She was still just really stuck on this marker. So I was like, maybe if we just get unstuck on the marker, we can move on. Got her a washable marker, went into the kitchen, said, we have 5 minutes. We can draw for 5 minutes. But she was still very clearly angry and upset and using the marker in a way that, you know, she was definitely going to get it on her shirt and on her face and on herself. And meanwhile, I was also feeling like, oh gosh, we have to get her ready. You were also holding her shoes and walking behind her, and she was going like this, no, about the, clearly in my perspective about the shoes. So I was like, okay, let's just don't chase her with the shoes right now. Let's just give her a couple minutes with the marker. But then she started waving the marker around. And I was like, oh my goodness. So,
and no, at that point, like as you pointed out, like, hey, maybe don't follow her with the shoes. It was like, I wasn't hit at all by her tone. And I think there was a moment of like, okay, Alyssa is taking control of the situation. So I like, that was another indicator. I think the bigger picture that we're kind of uncovering here was there was a consistent confusion between the two of us as who was running the morning. I think what we would ideally like to see is that we're able to both, as you had said earlier, like dance in like managing the morning. And I didn't take the lead and you kept feeling like you were disappointed that I didn't take the lead.
Yeah.
And
well, I was reluctantly leading. I didn't really want to.
Yeah.
And then the moment of just waving this marker around, I'll finish the moment.
Yeah.
And I was on the verge of just like taking the marker from her. And then I was like, Zach, please watch her. I don't think I said please. I said, can you watch her?
Yeah.
Walked away to get her hairbrush, which I didn't say to him, and came back, started brushing her hair. And meanwhile, he was still talking with her about her feelings. And meanwhile, I was like, we got to get ready for school.
And she was peacefully drawing, yeah.
Yeah. And then when I started brushing her hair, she was like, no, and started like holding the marker and putting it on her shirt, basically. And I just took the marker and was like, no, we're getting ready for school.
And then you took her shirt off.
And I took her shirt off and showed her, and she was very upset, understandably. I was very upset. And
then I started calming her down while you went to go get a fresh
I went shirt. To go get a new shirt for her. Zach was doing her let's talk about our feelings thing. And I put on her new shirt. And you started saying something like,
it was a response to you. You said, I think you said at this point, you're like, I need you to back off or like step away, maybe step off.
I forget exactly what I said.
And
but,
then I was like, well, I think you should actually.
I said, I don't remember exactly how I said it, but I basically told him to go away, not for her sake, but for my sake.
Yep. Which I was really glad that you differentiated that.
Yeah. And that's when you were like, I think you need to go away.
Yeah.
And probably for her sake is what you were thinking.
Yeah.
And then we stopped interacting until she was at school.
Well, slash like, you know, I did in fact step away as you were going out the door. You collected yourself and did the emotional labor of like still giving me the satisfaction of her saying goodbye to me and saying I love you, Daddy. Which,
yeah, I was able to put things aside and work with Everly on her emotions without you also working on the emotions.
So from there, here's the pause. Where did this morning go awry? And I want you to take maybe 15 seconds here to think, where did the problem actually start? And we actually went back and forth a couple times on like where the issue was. And I think we finally figured it out and like found like almost like the deeper seated issue underneath. So maybe if this is on YouTube or whatever, send a comment. Where was the issue? My first thought was that it was the moment of moving into the kitchen with the marker. And then I was like, wait a second. No, because it was really an issue of like, the question of when I felt like I handed off the morning to her. Because I think a lot of times we're not, unless it's a Saturday or Sunday, I think we're not necessarily dancing together and helping her get ready somewhat simultaneously. And it's more of, okay, who's running the situation here? Who's getting her ready? And like we might say, okay, I'll get her shoes and her jacket. And you might say, okay, I'll get her bag ready. I'll get her lunch ready. And so like we might delegate to each other, or we'll delegate to ourselves and point out, I'm about to go do this thing for the situation. What we recognized, I think, was, well, I recognized as you were sharing your upset with me, was the real issue actually started in bed. It was when you came to, well, one, I didn't wake up when I would have expected me to wake up. Two, when you said, however it was that you said it, of like, I think we should bring her into the 9 o'clock,
well,
instead of 8 o'clock.
You forget what I said before that. I said, because you were still sleeping,
mm-hmm.
or yeah, you were still asleep. And I went in there and I was like, it was time to wake her up, which you knew,
yep.
Even though you're asleep, like the sun was up, it's time to wake her up. It's very clear. What I said was, I want to go outside and take care of the goats and record my video. And we're going to have,
you said first.
Yes. And we're going to have to bring her to daycare by 9.
Is that for sure what you said?
That maybe one or two words are different, but that is what I said.
Interesting. Yeah. And I'm realizing, like, I heard that as, hey, Zach, we have to take her by 9. Like, I don't want to rush. I think what I misinterpreted and what I heard versus what you said, what I heard was, hey, I don't really want to rush through the morning and bring her at 9, like, and bring her 8, like, let's do 9. And I think over the years, and a lot of times, I've heard you kind of share like the soulful approach of like, I don't want to rush, like, I want to start the day off nice. And, you know, we've had other situations in our life unfold where you've felt kind of deeply about something that I can't logic. Like, there have been moments where you've listened to your intuition, like, I don't think we should go to this party tonight, or I don't think we should do this thing. And I'm like, I want to fucking go, or like, I want to do this thing, but I'm going to listen to you. Because there were one or two times where, like, I think we really paid a price, sort of. And over the years, like, I've stopped pushing back. And what we kind of uncovered this morning was, you want me to push back? You want me to?
Yeah, I wanted you to say, so in what I didn't tell you in this morning, like, I want to go outside, I want to take care of the goats, I want to do this video. And in between the lines, which is very manipulative of me, it's not, like, it's manipulative of me to not tell you outright, I need you to take care of the rest of the morning with Everly. If I want to go do those things, then you have to take care of Everly right now. Right now. You're still sleeping, and you're right. You need to take care of it right now.
Yeah.
Not in 5 minutes, well, not in 10 minutes, right now.
And also, like, that's not a fun thing for you to need to say.
Right. But yeah, what I really wanted you to say after I said, I want to take care of the goats, I want to go outside, is, okay, I got this. I'll take care of the rest of the morning.
But more importantly, like, you wanted me to also push back. Like, no, actually, I don't want to lose an hour this morning.
Yeah, I said, okay, yeah, I said, and we're going to have to bring her at 9 so that we don't rush. Meaning, if you don't get up right now and I go do the things that I want to do, I'm going to have to rush to get her out of bed.
Yeah.
Either I have to get her out of bed right now and get her ready, or I can go do my morning the way I want to do my morning. So it was like an either or for me.
And for me, I was thinking to myself, oh, fuck, like, I'm happy to rush. Like, I'll do it. Like, I'll get up and get my, but what I thought I heard was, like, you were really committed to having a non-rushing morning in general, not just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which I had no issue with that. And I wanted to meet your kind of request of not rushing versus just giving it's not like really what you wanted was you wanted that time and you didn't care how the rest of the morning went for us.
Yeah.
Which I wish I had put those two together. Retrospect, obviously, us having this whole conversation has opened up a lot. So,
yeah, but the really important piece of this here is that I wanted you to tell me with certainty, no, I want that hour and I will take care of everything. I've got this.
And so one of the things we also discussed this morning about how do I communicate this in the future? Because there's a lot of moments where I want to say something to you and I go back to these moments where you've pushed back really hard and you're like, to hell with that choice, Zach. And there's probably a difference between when I'm coming from ego versus when I'm coming from like a, I don't know, maybe like a deeper sense of like confidence. But you recommended you trying to, when I feel like I'm really coming from a good place, using some of the language, I'm holding the line here.
Yeah. Hold the line with me. God damn it.
And
don't let me.
And so speaking to some of the, I think the underlying issue in mental load is like the symptom of it seems to be that, I mean, this is like a great micro example that like puts a giant microscope on the macro issue, which is that I think a lot of men probably want to be running the show on some level. They want to be showing leadership. And at some point we lose our confidence in running the show, or it's like this like happy wife, happy life syndrome, I'm going to start calling it. Yeah. That was the first time that came out of my mouth. Yeah. Happy wife, happy life syndrome.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's the difference between like, yeah, I mean, I guess we can do that. Sure. Versus no, Alyssa, I've got this.
Hmm.
Like there's a huge difference in the energy with that. Like, sure, I will trust you if you say no, Alyssa, I want my hour. I've got this. Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure, Zach. Go ahead. That's fine. Versus, I don't know, like not even words. Just like, that's all I felt was just this like, meh, meh. Like, fuck that. I'm not going to trust you with the rest of the morning if you're acting like that. Yeah. Like, she's not getting to school on time with you acting like that.
Yeah, and similarly, like once we kind of set the tone that way, is even when you came in while I was bartering with her for, you know, milk and getting changed.
Because you already set the tone up.
The tone had already been set. And so like, even though there were multiple moments where I probably could have like taken over, like the tone had been set in my, we recognized an underlying assumption that the moment that she came to me and I was under the impression she was telling me how the morning was going, is that she was running the morning.
I did not want to run the morning.
And we did, I think together, like looking from, you know, the viewer's perspective, we both did a bad job of that.
Yeah. I take full responsibility of being more manipulative and not saying outright, I want to go do these things. If Everly is going to get to school on time, you got to get up now.
Yeah. And like, furthermore, like I take accountability for not speaking out loud, like, wait, are you saying that you want to do 9 or you just want to have, you know, some space for doing your recording and being with the goats in your happy place out back?
I just want a happy place.
So furthermore, just as a recap here, I know we're 24 minutes and I don't want to take much more time here, is I think when you guys can look back on a situation and look at, we feel 100 times better than we did this morning because we took some time. I think we took 30 minutes this morning to talk about it, which I know not everyone has the privilege to do, but like on a morning commute, I think like if I had been driving into like a work and like,
I would have called. Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been a good call.
Talked, yeah.
And I think that having those conversations can be really tough. Two questions I thought you did a really good job of helping me discover was one, when you were saying like, I want you to push back. And I was like, I don't fucking want to push back. As you asked, like, what are you afraid of? And that was when we came to the conclusion of like using some of that, some shared, like almost like safe word type language almost of like, I want you to hold the line, like use that as the, hey, I'm stepping into like this.
I'm holding the line, Alyssa. Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to come out quite like that, but we'll see. And I think the other part was you came back from dropping her off. And I think you'd said like, I'm feeling and I'm thinking and blah, 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 blah. And I just asked like, do you want to talk about it? And
yeah, instead of still, okay, that was actually a really important moment for me because I just wanted to come in and be angry and be frustrated and say, we need to talk and force the conversation. Instead, I came in and just told him how I was feeling. Like, I'm feeling angry and frustrated and confused. I don't know what just happened. I don't understand what just happened.
Yep. And I don't think either of us recognized up front that it was the tone that was set when you found me in bed versus, like, it would be really easy to look at the moment where she was starting to draw on herself. And you took her shirt off and I was
way too late.
Yeah. Like, and I think like,
if you were to hold the line with me then, like it was way too late. I would have.
Yeah. And I think furthermore, like if we hadn't talked about this, we would have thought that was the issue.
Right.
Cause that's the easy thing to look
at. That is. It's the obvious inflammation point versus the slow simmery bubbly-ness was starting from the very beginning.
Yeah. So hope. Taking a look at this minor issue that is representative of, I think, consistently bigger issues was helpful. Let us know what else we can answer. I'm really excited that Alyssa is going to be joining me for more of these.
Yeah.
I think there might be one or two good clips we get out of this piece too. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to delivering you some more stuff. Let us know what you want. Bye.